When I was injured, it was just about really listening to your body and about really putting a lot of focus onto rehab, which is actually the strength side of things. So obviously from taking weeks where off completely off the leg, where I wasn't able to put any weight on my leg and walking around on crutches, of course you lose muscle. Muscle atrophy actually happens really fast. And so when you eventually start to use the leg again and to use the muscles again, you've got to acknowledge that a lot of the muscles have gone to sleep to protect the injury, especially the location of the injury, which is where all my your major power muscles attach, like your glutes and your psoas and a lot of muscles. So I really had to pay a lot of attention on rehab, on gym work, on waking the muscles up, on strengthening work. I had to go to physio once at or in the beginning part. Twice a week for the physio to help with the muscles, making sure I don't tighten up, giving me new exercises. So yeah, in the first few weeks it was not so much about riding but more about rehab and ensuring that I'm strengthening my muscles and getting the right treatment to make sure that the muscles are coping in the process, and bike riding was just kind of a bonus. And then, yeah, as things progress and as you build your strength and as your muscles start to work again, obviously that's when you need to listen to your body and use the signals or pain as the sort of guideline as to how much you can do and when you can start with intervals. But of course, it was a lot slower. The build up was a lot slower than it would have been if I wasn't injured. I had to really take it day by day, and obviously had to take quite a lot of rest. So I might have been able to have trained 3 days on, and then I had to potentially take 3 days off because the muscles were all tightening up, and I wasn't responding well, or I had back pain because obviously then you can get to a point where other muscles are where you're compensating, and then you have other problems. So it just took patience and listening to my body, and yeah.